here at Marketing Showcase in Brighton, and I'm with Amy, who is the Marketing Director of My Surrogacy Journey. Amy, tell me a bit more about the company.
My Surrogacy Journey are an organisation that was founded back in 2021, originally in the UK, founded by Mike and Wes Jensen Ellis, following their journeys to parenthood. So they had two children through independent surrogacy. And through their experiences, they realised that many people out there needed a lot more support and a lot more guidance and help along their way. And they didn't want other people to go through the same experiences and difficulties that they'd gone through. So they set up the business, quite just them, out of the dining room, got going, helping others. And here we are today, what, 5 years later? We now have My Surrogacy Journey UK, so helping intended parents in the UK, who are based in the UK, and matching them with surrogates from the UK. Mm-hmm. We also have My Surrogacy Journey US, where we help intended parents in the US to match with surrogates. And we have My Surrogacy Journey Mexico City, so three different entities. And the biggest area at the moment is Mexico City. So okay. In Mexico City, surrogacy is commercial. So quite different to the UK. Mm-hmm. So it just means that there's quicker matching times for intended parents once they've decided that that's their journey to parenthood.
Okay. And it's quite a sensitive subject. Mm-hmm. I mean, GDPR must be through the roof for mm-hmm. this. How do you go about promoting it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, who are you targeting? And how, you know, obviously people who want to be part of surrogacy, but how are you targeting it, how are you promoting it yourself?
So different depending on the countries in which we're operating. So in the UK, surrogacy is altruistic. The organisation has to be not-for-profit. You can't make profit through surrogacy in the UK. So that's about, you know, we're trying to reach out to potential intended parents to let them know about their options for surrogacy. So mm-hmm. that might be hetero couples who have been through what can quite often be a long and demanding IVF journey mm-hmm. and then have kind of made that decision to go to surrogacy, which is a huge decision. Same-sex male couples, mm-hmm. surrogacy is, you know, a sort of known route for them. We do lots of events where we talk to people who are still considering their options as to which way they might go, you know, adoption, fostering, surrogacy. In the UK, the rules are such that you can't advertise on social media for surrogates.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons that it takes a long time to match intended parents and surrogates in the UK.
Yeah.
And again, because it is altruistic, people are surrogates kind of because they want to help someone else.
Yes.
Rather than that for any financial gain. So we, you know, we can still do everything in the normal ways. We have websites, we have social media, we have run events, we attend events and talk about options for people. Mm-hmm. And then in the US and Mexico, it's slightly different. So in Mexico, we are finding surrogates for people. Mm-hmm. So we can advertise in Mexico. So we'll advertise through our biggest channel is social media. Okay. So paid ads through Meta. Organically, TikTok is our biggest channel out there.
Okay.
And people have to meet a certain criteria. We go through really stringent checks to make sure that they're psychologically ready, medically yeah. ready, yeah. Emotionally ready before we'll even take them to the next step. Mm-hmm. So they go through all of that out in Mexico. And then the US, quite new for us in the US, but My Surrogacy Journey USA is reaching out to people who want to become intended parents through surrogacy. And it's about talking to them about that Mexico City pathway. So surrogacy in the US is really expensive.
Oh, right.
And Mexico City gives people a lower cost point. So it just makes it available to more people. One of our biggest areas as well that we work really hard at is education. So, you know, wherever we are, in whichever country we are, education is a huge part of it. So making sure that people make informed decisions that they know about all the legalities, what to look for, what not to look for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, still these days, like my job is to get people, I guess, part of my job is to get people to inquire with us, find out more about us. And then if they book a consultation, that's still with one of our CEOs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
And they will, yeah, they still do every yeah, single yeah. consultation. And they will then talk to them about everything that they need to know about surrogacy. Obviously, they've got lived experience. Yeah. They had their third child. Yeah. In Mexico
City. And that's what you want. You've maybe you can be tingles with that because mm-hmm. obviously they've been through all of it. They know insides and out, everything. Yeah. They've been through all.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, I'm really fascinated about, so tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach the UK market and the American? They must have a completely different voice and how you speak to them.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. And when we started sort of dabbling in the US, as it were, you know, like organic social and stuff, I was very much like, look, it is a different market. I don't talk the way the Americans talk. So if you know, I don't use the same language. Mm. I don't, you know, it's even things like seasonality and stuff like that. You know, I wouldn't, what do they have out there that's huge?
Like
before Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
You know, stuff like Thanksgiving.
I know, it's new to us.
Yeah, wouldn't really, you know, it's not on my radar, whereas it is wherever you're working. So yeah, it is, you know, I was very much, I would like somebody based in the US that can do that. Our tone of voice on the whole remains the same.
Yes.
More about language. Our tone of voice is, I don't know how to explain how it is. A big part of what we do is about showing that we get it, we get you, we know how you feel. Mm-hmm. And it's not just our CEOs that have been through surrogacy. Many of our membership experience managers have also had children through surrogacy or been surrogates. Mm. So that lived experience is a huge part of who we are.
Yeah. So tell me, I mean, we're about marketing tools here at Marketing Showcase. And I'm of a certain age. I don't have TikTok, but how do you find TikTok as a platform?
Again, varies depending on where we are. So yeah. TikTok as a platform for us in Mexico, that kind of age range for the surrogates in Mexico, it seems to work really well. They comment, they DM us all the time on TikTok over there.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is really interesting looking at how different it is. You know, over here, we're probably reaching, you know, people from between, I don't know, let's say 30 and 45 would be the biggest demographic. Then we're on Instagram. That's our biggest channel in the UK. In Mexico, it's TikTok and Facebook.
Really?
And over here, I'm like, not really bothered about Facebook anymore.
No, we're not,
are
because
we? The people using Facebook are too old to be interested parents and surrogates. Yeah. And then in the US, it's a real mix of those three channels. And then we also have a YouTube channel, which is just a global YouTube channel, which, again, we do tailor the content. That's very, it's a real mix of like educational. We've got some video podcasts on there and it's a bit of fun. Now, the content on TikTok as well is much more lighthearted.
Yeah. Oh, well, it has to be. Yeah. That's what I mean. Tone of voice has to be different.
But we still struggle because it's the frequency on TikTok. You know, we're still a small team.
Quick.
Yeah.
So tell me, so you seem to have got it done. You know what you're doing day to day. What do you want to find out more about today?
So AI is a big thing that I'm really interested in. Again, the team as well, you know, I encourage the team to go to different events and conferences and learn all the time. And some of my girls in Mexico went to a big conference recently and they came back and they were just buzzing about AI. And we've started to see leads come through from like ChatGPT, or we're starting to see leads from YouTube. And for me, I'm like, okay, we need to explore making sure we're ready for that.
We need to be
ahead of it. Yeah. And we always try to pride ourselves as an organization about being ahead of the game, making sure we're using the most technologically advanced systems and everything that we can. Yeah. So we did a huge piece on SEO on our websites a little while ago. I've been already talking to some people here today and they're talking to me about GEO. And, you know, it's like, I want to learn what do we need to be doing to use AI to help people find us and to enhance ourselves.
Brilliant. So have you been to any of the 5 and 20s?
I have. First one was about social.
Okay. John?
Literally John behind us there, yeah. Which was, I'm always fascinated in social and how it changes so quickly and all the time. And it's always good to hear, you know, from other people.
What did you take from his? He's a good speaker. I hope he can't hear me.
Yeah. What did I take from his?
Moat is a good speaker.
He's trying to get involved now. things like talking about algorithms. Yep. I have 5 key points at the end. Like the algorithm isn't really a thing anymore about... I thought it was interesting because, again, historically in my career, it's always been organics about growing your brand.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's not really anymore.
No.
It's about giving AI content.
Yeah.
I was like, amazing. Okay, actually, I need to go and talk to him. And then I've also been to listen to, what are they called? I want to say
Webmart.
Web
Yellow.
Bright Yellow.
Yep.
Bright Yellow.
How not to be boring.
Hound dogs be boring. But in what we were, you know, like, I love people, like, is it Ryanair? They have such a laugh, and you think, oh, I'd love to, or Audi, I'd love to get away with the stuff they can say on socials. And I want to go and talk to them to go, okay, here, this is what I do.
Here's my subject. Tell me how not to be boring, because I have to be sensitive.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
So there are ways around it. You just need to know what, go and talk to them. They're brilliant.
Yes, I'm going to go and chat to them.
Anyway, thank you for talking to me, Amy.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.